And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went, both of them together. So we see there in verse number 8, the picture, right? Because he is going to provide himself, because later on we see a ram caught in the thicket. But this is actually a foreshadowing of what Jesus Christ was going to do, because Jesus Christ was going to provide himself an offering for mankind. Look at verse number 9. It says, and they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now, what mountain is he referring to? I believe he's talking about Mount Calvary. Because in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. What is that? When Jesus Christ actually offers himself. God will offer himself an offering for us. Now go to Hebrews.